WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Robert Downey Jr. has a reputation for being a bad boy, on and off the screen. In James Toback's new movie, Two Girls and a Guy, Downey plays a guy with serious woman trouble. Film critic John Powers has a review.
James Toback broke onto the Hollywood scene in the mid-1970s. Those heady days when filmmakers believed that movies were a way of exploring one's most personal obsessions. Ever since his first film, Fingers, where Harvey Keitel played a concert pianist with the heart of a thug, Toback has spent his career pursuing libidinous, high-octane themes like gambling and violence, death and sex. He's up to his old tricks in Two Girls and a Guy, a wildly uneven new comedy about infidelity. The movie has a terrific opening gambit. It begins on the street outside a Soho apartment building, where we meet two young women, tiny brunette Lou, played by Natasha Gregson-Wagner, and gawky blonde Carla. That's Heather Graham, who is Roller Girl in Boogie Nights. Both Carla and Lou are waiting for their boyfriends, but they soon discover that they're actually waiting for the same man, a small-time actor named Blake, who has professed his love to them both in exactly the same words. Seeking revenge, they break into his loft and wait to confront him. But when Blake shows up, in the form of Robert Downey Jr., he's as slippery as a blob of mercury. And after his initial shock, he launches into self-serving lies, gliding effortlessly from fibs to whoppers. His chutzpah leaves the women enraged but strangely fascinated, as when they ask Blake if he's had other women, too.
I've lied about nothing except sexual fidelity.
Oh, well, that's really nothing, isn't it? I mean, it's hardly worth mentioning. It's one tiny little infinitesimal glitch on the radar screen.
Yeah, and what do you mean about sexual fidelity? Do you mean that it was just the two of us for the last year?
That I was lying to, yeah.
Oh, that you were lying to. But what about casual acquaintances that you didn't have to lie to because they didn't care what you did or who you did it with?
There's a few. Oh, it was very few.
How few is very few?
Five. Seven, sorry, seven. It was less than 10.
Less than 10?
Two Girls and a Guy is Toback's first movie in 8 years, and it finds him striving for a new tenderness and humor. His work has always glorified male excess. It's not for nothing that he scripted Bugsy. And here he tries to tweak the puritanical 90s by showing the secrets and lies that lurk in our cozy notions of monogamy. The movie's laced with raunchy talk, dirty sex shot in silhouette, and big ideas exploding like flashbulbs. When it comes to sex, Toback suggests, we're all duplicitous and we're all performers. Such an idea should make for a rude, juicy free-for-all. But after a fast start, Two Girls and a Guy turns stagey and awkward, like one of those off-Broadway plays that confuse yakking about sexual relationships with actually exploring them. In person, Toback loves to boast about his tireless philandering. But womanizing should never be confused with actually being interested in individual women. While Carla and Lou are different types, the former brainy and sophisticated, the latter street smart but crass, both serve primarily as a backboard against which Blake can play verbal ping pong. This doesn't hurt Graham, whose melancholy beauty invests Carla with an unearned gravity, but it's murder on Wagner, a sweet-natured actress who flounders as the brittle pixie Lou. Toback obviously sees himself in Downey, who also played his hero in The Pickup Artist, and the movie offers up Blake as the model of the protean performing self. Toback encourages his star to morph from mood to mood like a chameleon on amphetamines. Blake quotes Hamlet, plays the piano, threatens suicide, bursts into song, keeps phoning his mother, yes, he's fixated, and even woos Carla into a furtive bout of love. It's a bravura piece of showmanship, but the result is ultimately little more than a stunt, the flamboyant display of male plumage. Whatever emotional weight Blake carries comes not from the movie itself, but from our sense of Downey's personal self-destructiveness. The run-amok energy of his acting is fraught with a level of denial deeper than anything Toback gets at. Two Girls and a Guy tries so hard to go beyond predictable Hollywood fare that I wish I could say it were good. But on Blake's wall, there's a huge poster for a film that really is good, Jules and Jim, the classic tale of two guys and a girl. Each time the camera caught a glimpse of this poster, I wished I were watching Truffaut's great exploration of freedom and love, rather than Toback's ornate justification for screwing around.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineers this week are Fred Snyder, Bob Purdick, and Chris Fraley. Our theme music was created by the Microscopic Septet. Tomorrow would have been Ella Fitzgerald's 80th birthday. Here's a recording from the Harold Arlen songbook. For Terry Gross, I'm Barbara Bogave.
Maybe I can't live to love you as long as I want to. Life isn't long enough, baby, but I can love you as long as I live. Maybe I can't give you diamonds and things like I want to, but I can promise you, baby, I'm gonna want you as long as I live. I never cared, but now I'm scared. I won't live long enough. That's why I wear my rubbers when it rains and eat an apple every day, then see the doctor anyway. What if I can't live to love you as long as I want to? Long as I promise you, baby, I'm gonna love you as long as I live.
Support for Fresh Air comes from the listeners of WHYY in Philadelphia, where Fresh Air is produced. This is NPR, National Public Radio.
On the next Fresh Air, getting the inside look on America's favorite pastime, we talk with Fox Sports commentator and former Philadelphia Philly, Tim McCarver. His new book is Baseball for Brain Surgeons and Other Fans. Join us for the next Fresh Air.